The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Get off your lazy ass and go to the fucking gym.
Eat a fucking steak, you son of a bitch!
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Let them make a little squeak through that.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 29, Hundo. And 17 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busses, hustles, and yo-hos? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast has brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you beesh.
Yeah.
All right, fam, what's going on? Welcome to the show. Welcome to 2917. Make sure that you are downloading the Rumble app. Hit the thumbs up button. Share the show with your friends. We are live with the Mancast. And of course, it is important to say, go to the fucking gym. But I'm sure all of you have already gone to the gym, right? You've already gone to the gym. You've done it all already. You're already done. That's why you're sitting here kicking back, enjoying a little Mancast action. Fam, we got a great show. Thank you so much for being here. Let's see what we got going on today. We got a couple things going on before we want to bust the nut open, before we get into the tip. A reminder that we do have specials going on right now over at papaswolio.com. We got a buy one, get one, 50% off. That's a buy one, get one.
Wow.
50% off for this week only. So you head on over to papaswolio.com and you can check out the absolutely epic specials. You can get one 50% off. And like we talked about yesterday and the day before, you buy two, you get two 50% off. You buy three, you get three 50% off. You get four 50% off, and so on and so forth. If you need me to clarify and to go a little bit more in depth with that, I'm happy to do so. But check it all out, papaswolio.com. We got some new merch drops from this past Monday. Your mom is my cardio, and I identify as non-binary. And of course, we have the other more recent releases. We got Saved by the Barbell. We got Swolio Hulud. If you're a Dune fan, we got the NASA GTTFG and so many others. Everything on the site. Buy one, get one, 50% off for merch. Go and check it out, papaswolio.com. Give it a look-see and cover your nips with the best merch in the game. That being said, let's get into today's episode. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? Thank you so much for being here. Hit the thumbs up and let's get into today's nuttery. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
right, Tess Hornaday has borne a sick fucking gains card. Hashtag SFG for those sick fucking gains. Hashtag SFG. All right, let's moisturize. Let's get into that tip. The Tainty Man is here also.
Aww.
There's the Tainty Man, and of course we have the church. The puppers are in tow. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready for a little tip action? I think you are. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, Swole Post indeed. We're going to kick it off with Jorge. Jorge, you are.
What's in the box?
You're on the show. You're on the Daily Mancast. Jorge says, I am Jorge Crabtree. My goal is to lose. I'm assuming lose because it says is to 20 to 23 pounds to get to 200. I'm single. If there's any mamacitas that are single, hit me up, JK, but I want to look my best. All right, Jorge is really putting in a, he's putting out a swole signal for those swole sluts. So everyone, Jorge is single, ready to mingle and make some sick fucking gains. So ladies, there's your man right there. All right, welcome to the fam, Jorge. Super stoked to have you with us. We got one here from Leslie, flexing in her Just Keep Lifting tank. Maxim swole glutes and hammies done. A long, grueling shift and sick care is all the motivation I need to get my butt to the gym. Absolutely. Being around a lot of people that can't take care of themselves, it's really inspiring to, man, I never want to be here. I never want to be in this position if I can help it. So I'm going to do everything I can to not suffer the same fate. Matt is showing some meat. We like Matt's meat, don't we? We do.
Aww.
We do. We like Matt's meat. Just slaughtered my shoulders. Now I'm heating up some pork to put in my mouth. Hope y'all made some sick fucking gains today. All right. Very nice. Some pork meat. Let's get into a couple email responses. The best pre-workout, fam. If you're not on the email list, go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get on the email list. Of course, if you want to join all those awesome people we just talked about, head on over to swolenormousx.com and join the Swole fam today to get access to all the programs, yoga, meditation, and so much more. Go check it out. Emails. Let's get into a couple email responses. First one is from Kenny responding to the what is the best pre-workout email. Kenny says, it tastes like unicorn electric rainbow jizz. LMFAO. 63-year-old male, been going to the fucking gym 5 days a week. Have gone from benching 110 pounds to 200 pounds in 2 months. Bro.
Wow.
Thank you for the no bullshit encouragement. Good for you. 63 years old and making those sick fucking gains. Kenny in the house. We have this one on the same email from Rebecca. What is the best pre-workout? Rebecca says, I have had such an intense caffeine addiction. I mean, I was having 4 cups of coffee a day and still slammed a Monster or Red Bull later on in the day. And I was wondering why I felt so ill and lethargic this winter. I was having massive caffeine crashes, and especially so if I went a day without it. I would get headaches and experience actual withdrawal symptoms. I've cut out all but a small cup of coffee in the late morning after I've hydrated with water and electrolytes. I found that by waiting, I don't need caffeine at all, so more and more I don't have any coffee at all. These past 2 weeks, I've started training for a 5K, and I feel like I have more energy than I have in a year. Excess caffeine will do some crazy shit to your body, and you don't even know it until you're off the stuff. I agree. I indulge in coffee, but I don't do it first thing in the morning. You wait 2 hours, and then you have your first sip of coffee, and it changes everything. I love coffee. I mean, I like it. I've gone without it a little bit. You really don't miss it. You don't miss it. Anyone that says, oh my God, I can't live without my coffee. You can very easily. It's just your habits around it. And if you wait 2 hours, it's not the same type of pull. It's not the same type of addiction. It really isn't. You don't get the same type of headaches. You don't if you wait. Because I've gone without coffee for a day. I never get a caffeine headache. I never get a withdrawal or anything like that. Because if you wait 2 hours, your body reabsorbs the adenosine. And then you don't have the same type of receptor blocking that gives you that crash in the afternoon and that dependence. So it's kind of similar to the story I tell when my cold plunge broke last year or the year before. I forget when it was. I think it was last year. And I was used to doing it first thing in the morning, first thing every day. Then when it broke, it was a shock to my routine because that would be what I used to wake up. And I really like cold plunging first thing. I don't do it as often as I used to. I do it once in a while now. I don't do it every day. Sometimes I forget. I just don't want to depend on it. And I realize that it's the same kind of effect. I'm not sure if it's mechanically the same exact effect, but if you're depending on the cold water to wake you up to start your day, yeah, it's something difficult. Yeah, there's that psychological thing to overcome, and I do enjoy it. But at the same time, if you depend on that to have your jolt to wake up, if you don't have it, you're dependent on it, just like coffee. Some people wake up and go right for the coffee pod. That's terrible. You should be drinking water with electrolytes, touching grass, getting some early morning sun, if there is sun available. But I go outside, I grab my water, electrolytes, and creatine, I go outside. You know, that's how I start my day. Then I'll have a protein shake later. So 2 hours or so later, I'll have my first sip of coffee. So I drink a little bit and then I stop. I just don't have that attachment to it, but I like it. I like the taste. I like the raw cream. I like that little boost, but I don't really have the same type of jolt and like massive energy, and I don't require it for my training. Sometimes I'll drink my coffee in the morning. We're doing the show right now, and then I'll lift later on. I'm not drinking coffee right before I work out. So it's a game changer. Water and electrolytes. Water's a game changer first. Electrolytes are even better. First, put a scoop of electrolytes in, drink your water, chug it, 32 ounces of water, 16 ounces of water, whatever you can. Pound it, get it done. Good stuff. Excellent. Let's get into some knowledge, Cog. Good shit. Lights. It's a good face. It's a good face. Been around for a while. It's been through it. Face has been through it. Okay, you want to call into the show? We took a call yesterday. We took a bunch of calls on Sunday. Go to askpapasolio.com. Call into the show. Askpapasolio.com. All these links that I say are in the description. If you never checked out the box, got the best box in the game. Check out the description. Check out the podcast, the show notes, and you'll have all the links for the email list, the links for the Swole Fam, the links for merch. All that stuff is in the description. But askpapasolio.com, you can call into the show any day you want. You can call into the show every day if you want to. It'd be a little bit of annoying. It would if you called every day. But if you have a question, call into the show. Thank you so much for doing so. All right. Hashtag Ask Papa Soli in the comments if you have a question. First one.
What's in the box?
Fi for fun. Fi, fi, fo, fun. I get it. Papa Soli, how about cravings late at night? Well, you're supposed to be sleeping. So cravings don't matter at night when you're sleeping. You're up too late. You're chronically exhausted. You're probably malnutritioned. And you are most likely dehydrated, not getting enough electrolytes in. You're eating lower quality foods and you have terrible habits. That's why you have cravings at night. How about them? Cara Alexis 03, does intermittent fasting help with weight loss? No. It doesn't. Can you intermittent fast and lose fat? Sure. Can you eat normally? Whatever that would be defined as? Sure. It's the quantity of your food, but also the quality. So you can do intermittent fasting and still overstuff your face with garbage. Intermittent fasting doesn't magically help you lose weight or is healthy. If you're eating low quality foods, some people fast a lot and they eat shit quality food. You could fast all you want, eat crap food. You're probably going to overeat and you're probably going to get fat. A lot of times intermittent fasting leads people to binge eating and they don't realize it. So fasting's fine. It's good depending on the application. If you're trying to bulk, it's hard to fast and bulk at the same time. But I'll never say that fasting is not good for you. I've done it. It's fine. I prefer not to at this point. But it has nothing to do with whether or not you'll lose fat. And stop saying weight loss. You want to lose fat. You don't want to lose muscle. You don't want to lose weight. You want to lose fat. Telegram chat. Dennis, Papa Soli, do you use a massage gun? Are they overrated or can they be beneficial? A massage gun. I'm going to lean, well, we have one. I used it once. I don't use it. So I don't use a massage gun. Are they overrated? I think they're overrated. I would call them overrated, but I think they can be beneficial. It's all how you use the tool, but I think they're generally overrated. I don't like anything where I'm doing it myself. Like I'm jamming the gun in. I never felt any real benefit from it personally. I don't really even do foam rolling as much as I used to. So those things don't aid in recovery. Really. They might release some tight spots. They're not going to stop a muscle from being sore. If you're sore and you're foam rolling, you're still going to be sore. It's not going to aid in your recovery from your, it's not going to aid in fatigue from a workout, you know, a little foam rolling, certain things might improve some mobility here and there, but I do think it does not overcompensate from doing like mobility, proper mobility training, proper yoga, proper actual program design with proper time. That's the only thing that's going to help you recover. Is enough recovery and not too much overload in the sense that you can't recover from it. So proper program design. So, no, I do not use a massage gun, personally. We have one. I use it once, and I'm like, this sucks. So, I don't use it, but it doesn't mean that you can't, and doesn't mean that you might not find a benefit from it. Kolskis? Kolskis, Papa Swolio. What's your favorite muscle group to train? I do not have a favorite muscle group. That's the fastest way to have an imbalance, and I don't think you should have any favorites when it comes to training. You train what needs to be trained. And if you have a weak point or something that you need to focus on, you can call that your favorite if that helps you psychologically. But picking favorites is the fastest way to not get results. Do what needs to be done because it needs to be done. If you need to bring up a body part, focus on that more. If you want to be like, that's my favorite, you could trick yourself into thinking it's your favorite body part, but it doesn't have to be your favorite to need the attention. Do what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. I do think that, for example, for the massage gun stuff, maybe if you have an injury, like Alabaster was saying, if you have something that you can't get into, you can't put pressure on, you can't lay down and get into it, maybe it's something that someone else can use. I think if someone else is using it, if you're getting massaged and someone that knows what they're doing is using the gun, I think that can be beneficial. It's easier on the person massaging because it's less that they have to dig in. It can be a good tool. But I think anything that you, anytime that you are doing it yourself, you're not really relaxing, you're not really inhibiting the muscle tissue the same way as if someone else is doing it. Michael Maldona, Papa Swolio, how can I do if my gym is closed Saturday and Sunday? Jeez, what fucking it should be illegal for a gym to be closed on the weekends. You know, people don't work on the weekends, or oftentimes don't, or less people do, I would say. Nowadays, people work all sorts of days, but come on now. A gym should absolutely be open. I also hate when gyms are limited hours. We're open from 12 to 4 or 10 to 2 on Sunday. It's like, Jesus Christ, fucking open the gym. Move. Go to a different gym. Get a home gym. Or go Monday through Friday and do mobility or something over the weekend. But that sucks. That sucks. Kara, Papa Soli, how to have a positive mindset? By doing it. By having a positive mindset. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. I'm not pussing out of the answer. It's just that simple. You have a positive mindset. Think positive things. Create that habit. You're not going to automatically default. What you want to do is, if you're trying to have a positive mindset or optimistic mindset, you don't want to have that at the expense of not being prepared, but you have to practice having that default be something positive. So be less reactive. Meditation is very important. Mark, I'm not sure what you're referring to. We've never mentioned anything of that sort. Let's see. Sheena, Papa Soy, I used to love drinking soda. The past few years, I have been drinking unflavored sparkling mineral water instead when I have a craving for fizzy drinks. Are there any negative effects from the mineral water? Sparkling mineral water. I'm not sure. You have to find out. Maybe gassy or bloating. Oh, the liberal app. Yeah. It's still in. What was that one? What was the liberal app? We're paying people to not post. I love it. So Sheena in the Telegram chat, going back to that unflavored sparkling mineral water. Are there any negative effects? I guess if you would feel them, I don't think necessarily having bubbles or carbonation by default is something bad in the water. I'm not aware of any like negative effects aside from gut issues, maybe discomfort. I wouldn't drink it as like, I wouldn't drink it on the standard, maybe once in a while. Okay. Kara again, quick ways to lose weight. There are none. Just going to skip that. I probably should have skipped that already. Let's see. Esmo's Revival. Papa Swolio, will my gains increase if I sleep 8 hours a day in the fucking gym? I wouldn't be sleeping in the fucking gym unless you own the gym and you're sleeping in the back room or something like that. Will your gains increase? Your gains will increase if you get better sleep. I'm telling you, anyone that has watched this show, listened to this podcast over the years and started taking more stock in their sleep, drop in the chat. You know who you are, even if you're listening to this after the fact. You know if you work on your sleep, it's a game changer. You work on your sleep. And the thing is, it seems like you're not doing anything. Oh, I should be doing more. I should be doing more volume. I should be lifting harder. I should be eating more. I should be more. When you start realizing that it's about the recovery, it's about the intensity of the training and what you're doing in the gym, sure, but it's about how much recovery you're doing, how much intensity. It is about the volume, not too much volume, but it's about the intensity, and it's about how much recovery. The better your recovery is with your sleep and with your program design, the better you will repair from your intense training and you'll make more consistent progress. It doesn't mean you're going to make progress all the time and never hit a plateau. So for example, yesterday I was doing incline Smith machine and I was kind of in between whether I was going to work out or do that. I was doing some calves. I'm like, all right, let me do my chest. Let me do a little bit of a lower volume workout. And I didn't think I was going to get the same amount of reps. I wasn't feeling exceptionally strong. It was one of those days, but I went a little bit heavier, got 3 reps, but from a weight that I haven't done. So I got 3 stimulating reps. It was a great workout. It ended up being a great workout. But the point is, you're not always going to increase a repetition. You know, it's so much more work. It's so much more strength. Just one more rep. So think about whatever rep you're, let's say you're 200 pounds, you do 5 reps. The next week you do it, to get 6 reps, that's a 20% increase. That's a massive increase in strength. That's a massive increase in capacity. So to expect a 20% increase every single week, that's kind of ridiculous. You might hit a wall, you might have hit the same amount. And I've had this where like, I couldn't, you know, I did the same weight the next time. But then the next time I did it, I got like, the last rep, the 5 or 6 reps, whatever I said. And then I got like, ooh, I almost had it. So I was getting stronger, but I wasn't a full rep stronger. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you're making progress. You don't see it because you can't, you just don't see the full rep. Maybe you didn't get that 20% increase. You got maybe 5%, and then you got 7%, then you're at 9%. And then until you can get that last rep, then you see it. So sometimes you kind of, again, it doesn't mean, it's like steps. When you're walking up steps, they go up and then they're flat, and they go up and they're flat. Sometimes you're going to make some consistent progress and it's going to be like, whoa, it seems like you just made a big jump. And then for a week or two, you might hit a little flat point. But those flat points, if they linger a little bit, then you need some more recovery or you need to mix up your training a little bit. Maybe you need to mix up your split or change the exercise. That's when I change things, just to keep in mind. Oh, Sheena says she doesn't drink it all the time. It's more like a once a week thing. Yeah, you're fine. Look, I think the only problem with sparkling stuff is if you have all these other flavorings and natural flavors and stevia and all this other stuff in it. But I think if you're drinking sparkling water once in a while and it gives you like stomach distress, it's like, well, then you know that happens. If you don't want your stomach to bother you, then don't do it, or you get gassy or something like that, which makes sense. Yeah, I would only drink and buy that stuff in glass bottles and stuff for sure. Okie dokie. Kara, again, just blowing up the fucking Instagram. How long should I be on the treadmill or elliptical? Irrelevant question. I have no idea. I don't use either one, so I'm on the treadmill or elliptical for 0 minutes. So how long? I don't know. What's your program like? What are you trying to do it for? Are you just on the treadmill or elliptical? Are you just doing something to do it, or do you have a training protocol with an actual intent and a purpose and a desired outcome? And that's why we have programs inside Swolenormous X. Join the fam, swolenormousx.com. Look, this is why we have it all laid out, because if you have a protocol, it's important to do things for a reason. We always talk about how you can't control most things. So what can you control? Control them. Do things for a reason. If the things that you can control, you're just doing things to do them. I'm going to exercise so I can be fatigued. If fatigue is your goal, then do 50 sets. Go do CrossFit. You'll be plenty fatigued, but you're not going to make progressive progress. You're not going to make more linear progress. You're going to have a lot of setbacks and injuries and exhaustion. So if you're going to do things, do them with intent. All right, last questions. Good. Any other questions? Drop in the chat. Been here for a while. Asking if you have any questions. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Going schwanz. Going schtwice. We're going balls deep. Okie dokie. All right. So be it.
That's deep.
So be it. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. All right, let's move right along. right along into some balls deep content. Got a couple stories. We talked about the college thing with the medical. Let's see. Let's go over this one. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. We'll go over a couple stories. Melanie Dorigo. I don't know who this person is. Some activist, I suppose. Saying Donald Trump wants to track. This is on X. Let me just click on the tweet because it, can I zoom out? It says Donald Trump wants states to track your menstrual cycle. What?
What the fuck?
And Republicans think that isn't a violation of your rights. They don't want states to track your gun purchases because they think that is a violation of your rights. It is. Guns have more of a right to privacy than women. These people are so inauthentic. Killing your baby, which is what an abortion is, okay? It's killing a baby. Now, you can be against it. You could be pro-life. You could be, quote, pro. And I think the pro-choice movement, unfortunately, has turned into like a pro-abortion death cult. So I think most women here, even if you believe, I think there's applications, and I personally think there's applications for abortions. I think there are applications. I think incest and rape and stuff like that. I think there's definitely applications on a case by case basis, which should be probably adjudicated, or there should be some parameters, because it shouldn't be something that people just like, I'm going to go to Walgreens. I'm just going to get it. Have you seen these things on TikTok? Maybe you haven't, because you're not on like the cesspool. You don't see the shit that I see, but it's like, hey, come with me while I have an abortion. People do abortion vlogs. And they do vlogs while they take like Plan B and stuff like that. It's disgusting. It's nauseating. So objectively, it is killing a baby. It is. You're killing a human child. Okay. So you don't have a right to kill. The problem is we don't have any moral foundation in this country anymore because we've lost religion. Now we have like the techno god, the state, and the social media apps. I agree. Leslie, abortion should not be birth control. That's not birth control. That's killing a baby. Okay. If you don't want a baby, guess what? Don't put a penis inside your vagina. Right? Can we agree on that? If you don't want a baby, don't learn some responsibility. This is why parenting, good social structure. And this is why, classically, I'm not religious in the sense I'm not like Catholic or Christian. I don't practice like that officially. But this is why it was classically like, hey, you're a virgin, no premarital sex, blah, blah, blah. Because guess what happens when you have sex? You have babies. You have babies. And there's a moral structure. Oh, you don't do that. You don't want to be a whore. You don't want to be a fucking trollop, right? You don't want that scarlet letter. Everyone to know that, ooh, you sleep around. Oh, she's a tramp. Now we promote it because of feminism and, right, women are men and there's no difference between men and women can be whores and stuff like that. So what they're doing, right, the OnlyFans generation, they're just going to be 50 years old with a lot of money, a lot of cats, and they're going to be fucking miserable. That's what these women, who wants to marry a woman who sells her body, who prostitutes herself for sex, you know? That's what, you know, OnlyFans has turned into, just online prostitution. You're selling your body. You're selling your integrity, your soul. You're selling your body for sex. Just because you're not sticking something in, you know, you're selling your body on the internet. So anyway, being able to defend yourself is a human right. The Bill of Rights, it's a human right. There's positive rights and there's negative rights. Okay. You know, everyone should have a right to own a firearm because you need to have the right to protect yourself, to defend yourself and your private property and your personal property, which is yourself. It starts with your body and things that you own, your land, your materials, your things. Those are your personal property. Okay. So having a strong community foundation, right? Religion. I know it still does in many places, but let's say overall, you used to have a strong community. You would go to your community center or the church, and you'd have your community, your people, your religion, the moral structure, the moral framework. You had a family, father, a mother. You had blah, blah, blah. Like that's the way it has been throughout history. You know, states should not be tracking gun purchases. No one, by the way, no one is tracking menstrual cycles. That's the most retarded thing to ever say. But to act like abortion is a right, your right to your, like, oh, women have a right to their body. Well, when you allow yourself to be inseminated, then there's two people involved because you have the father, but it becomes, this is what it is to be a parent. And I'm not a parent currently, but I also have a triple digit IQ, and it means to have something, you know, it's more important than you. It's another human being. It's someone else that you have to care for. And, pretty gross to act like abortion is a human right, which is absolutely not. That's just an asinine, ridiculous. It's just saying murder is a human right. It's just crazy. It's creepy. It's really fucking creepy. You know, if you don't want to have responsibility, right? So the problem with the feminist movement is that women want all these rights, which is, I'm not against people having rights, but then you don't want the responsibility to go along with it, right? You want to whore around, you want to be a slut, you want to do all that, but oh my God, but I should be able to, it's responsibility. It's cause and effect. If you put a pee-pee in your vajiji and it makes the little inky in there, guess what? You're going to have a baby. There's a high percentage chance that you're going to have a baby. So don't do that. Don't put a penis in there if you don't want a child. That's called responsibility. It's called good choices. You know, and these same people that want abortion at like a drive-through, these are the same people that want everyone else to pay for their college. They want to get their gender studies degree and they want to get hired. They want equal pay and equal this and equal this. We, you know, I play soccer. I should get equal pay. Well, no one comes to watch your games and it's boring. So you should get equal pay. You know, you're demanding equality without providing the value. So if you want to be someone who's valuable in society as a female, yeah, you should take care of your body. You should respect your body. And people will respect you if you respect your body. This is the same thing I talk about people that are morbidly obese that try to act like I'm a bigot because I say you should respect yourself. If you want respect from me, respect yourself. Doesn't mean I'm going to spit on you, but you have to respect yourself. You know, treat yourself as you want others to be treating you. And if you're not treating yourself with respect, how do you expect other people to? You know, if you treat yourself like the town bicycle, no one's going to respect you. No one's going to respect you. So again, you know, I also think it's detestable. I think it's gross if a woman gets attacked in a back alley and gets raped, you're expected to have that fucking demon spawn. You're expected to have that child. It's fucking, well, it's not the child's fault. It's like, can you imagine having that criminal, that evil fuck's DNA just inside? It's disgusting, nauseating that you would have to have that baby. So that's my opinion too. And I'm open to changing it, but I don't think what I said is controversial, to be honest. All right. Let's see. Oh, speaking of this stuff. Yeah, Mark's right. Feminism leaves the chat when accountability comes into play. Remember the line from As Good As It Gets, when Jack Nicholson's the writer and the woman like catches him in the elevator and she's like, "How do you write women so well?" And he goes, "I think of a man and I take away reason and accountability." And she just like stone faces. Oh my God. That was such
no
a good
need to stop being a lady.
It's funny. It's a funny
line. You'll
be
back on your knees in no time.
And I have no problem. Look, people should be able to make their own choices, right? But at the same time, you know, if you give people the leeway to make their own choices, you also have to give them the leeway to be hung by their own choices. And I mean that figuratively, because if you're going to go sleeping around, guess what that is going to lead to? You having a fucking baby. If you're a slut, you're a whore, you might get pregnant. Oh my God. You're surprised? That's how babies are made. That's why you want to fuck, because the species wants to reproduce. It wants to perpetuate. That's why innately we want to fuck, because that's what we're supposed to do. When you put the pee pee in the vajiji, it's supposed to make a baby. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of it. No, it's supposed to feel good and for pleasure. Yeah, it feels good for pleasure because it's like your genetics. You're supposed to want to do it because it leads to babies. That's why it feels good. It feels good because that's the result. No, that's not the only okay, keep complicating things. Just because we can rationalize and we have consciousness and we have all these other thoughts and ideas, it doesn't change the fact that we're creatures. And yeah, that's pretty, your brain pretty much shuts down when you want to fuck. You're like, fucky. That's why dudes are just like, huh? Post-nut clarity, you're like, oh, you just want to, dudes just want to fuck. And women are the ones that are the gatekeepers to the puss. So women need to decide who their mate is going to be, because any dude will stick it in mostly any woman. And that's just honest. It's just honest. You're a dude and you'll ask, like, is she like, yep, I'd hit it. Like, eh, if I had to, if I had a few beers, I'd hit it. But like a lot of women would be like, ew, no, I'm not fucking him. Ew. And I'm like, but most dudes were like, yeah, you know, I could, you can conceive of a situation, right? It's completely different. Completely different. Okay. Anyway, we picked a number. Let's go over a couple more stories because we're on a roll. Speaking of that, I posted this. This is something aside from that, but I put, what is a woman? A woman doesn't have T's nuts. Right. I thought that was, that made me laugh to myself. So I posted it because that's what I do. And it's also true, right? It's also straight facts.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
All right. So this is from, believe it or not, this is from the, you're going to believe it because she's an idiot. This is from the vice president of the fucking United States. I would call a retard anyone who says this. The fact that this person is second in line to the presidency is disgusting and freakishly frightening. All right. Camel Toe Harris posts, just post this, trust women. Someone tell me what the, this gets me upset just reading it. Someone tell me what the fuck that means. Trust women. What the fuck are you talking about? So I quote tweeted and I said, what the fuck does this even mean? It's idiotic and evil. I'll trust a trustworthy person regardless of their genitalia, for fuck's sake. Imagine making a post, trust men. You'd be like, what does that mean? What does it mean? Yeah, women never lie. Women are never manipulative. Did you guys know that? Women have never lied.
Wow.
Trust men. Men have never lied. Trust women. Can you imagine going through life with that slogan? And ladies, you're, women in the Swole fam are the first to be like, yeah, fuck that shit. A woman who's being honest is the first one that's going to be like, yeah, fuck that. Because you women, you know exactly what women are like, especially to other women. Women are much more savage to women than anyone else. Women are brutal with other women. It's not toxic masculinity, just women hate women. Women are just fucking combative as shit because it's competition for men. And we're talking too much sense now.
Yeah, the patriarchy.
Well, deal with it. We're stronger. We're bigger. We talked about it. Brains. Twice the size of women's. It's science.
That's 60% of the time,
don't get
it
too
works
torn up about that.
Every time.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, so the brain part's not true. Not true. But yeah, crazy. But anyway, just look, you could say trust men. It'd be like, if Joe Biden said trust men, like, what are you talking about, dude, right? It doesn't make sense. Just trust. This is the same as trust the science. Trust the science. So the tweet that I did the other day when I said, hey, anyone that tells you raw milk is bad for you and eggs cause cancer and beef is climate change, people are like, oh my God, how can you say this? I used to like this page, but how can you do this when 99% all the scientific consensus says blah, 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 blah. My response is science is not consensus. Consensus is social and political. If you say scientific consensus, you're bought and paid for. There's no such thing as scientific consensus. It's not it. You have theories and hypotheses, and you test them. You could have 1,000 people disagree and have a consensus, and then one person does a test and be like, that person has the right answer. That's what science is. Okay. So trust women. Gross. Fuck that. Nope, I will not. I will trust them if they deserve to be trusted. We got two more stories, but we'll get into a video first because that just gets me upset. Kamala is just a fucking idiot. She's such an idiot. It's just an unbelievable, stupid person. Unbelievably stupid person. Okay. Unbelievably stupid person that sucked her way to the top. Okay, let's see. Phew. Scary. All right, let's go with Jen. Miss Jen, number two.
What's in the box?
Jen is proud to take the first trip to the corner. Jen chose skinny privilege.
Skinny privilege and obesity bias. Skinny privilege and obesity bias is real.
Where's her arm?
I have lost over 200 pounds in the last 3 years, so I have the perspective of both a person living in a large body and a person living in a smaller body.
I have the experience of being morbidly obese and not being morbidly obese.
There is a huge difference in how people treat me.
Someone who doesn't give a fuck about themselves versus someone who is more attractive as a mate, looks healthier. Are you shocked? Are you shocked? Look, would you treat someone differently if they came in, they're 500 pounds and they're grotesque versus someone who is like in great shape? Of course you would. You'd respond to them differently, the same way where people vote for elected officials or presidents that are over a certain height, right? The whole Ron DeSantis heel lift thing and the, you know, theories and stuff like that. Yeah, taller people like will win out. That's why on a stage, like it's very important. The perception, it matters. We're humans, we're animals. We have prejudice. We have predispositions. We have things that are innate that we will respond to more. So yeah, people are going to treat you differently. If, again, it comes down to how you treat yourself. It's obvious that you treat yourself better if you are within the paradigms of a human body. If you're morbidly obese, you don't take care of yourself at all.
And no, I'm not limiting this statement to how men treat me or even perfect strangers. I'm also talking about my own friends and family.
Friends and family are going to be some of the biggest cocks and cunts. I don't know why that. Oh my God, your own friends and family treat you differently? Yeah, okay. You can't choose your family. You could choose your friends, but you're talking about people, acquaintances. Yeah, a lot of times you make positive changes. They're the ones that give you the most shit for it. So, okay. What's your point?
People are kinder, more empathetic. They have more patience. They're more interested in me as a person in this body.
I agree, but I also, like, I'll take things that don't happen for $1,000, Alex. I just don't buy this kind of stuff. I just don't buy most of this stuff. They find more interest in me as a person. Look, most of this is just your perception. And when I say your perception, you're a different person when you're not morbidly obese. You're in a better mood. You feel good. You perceive things differently. You're just more optimistic. If you have a more optimistic worldview, again, a lot of people claim depression or have all these problems. We all live on the same earth. So how come some people feel like shit and some people are positive about it? Some people have a lot of money and they're miserable. Some people have a lot of money and they're happy, or they, you know, have purpose. Some people are poor, you know, financially speaking, but they're happy and they're outgoing. They're kind people. Some people are, you know, it's up to you. You have a positive worldview. Things are going to be like, hey, it's raining. It's like, well, the earth is, you know, raining. It's a beautiful day. Go dance in the rain, right? Or, oh my God, it's a miserable day. We can't do anything. Fuck, it's raining. That's it.
People who were mean to me in my fat body are nice to me now, and I haven't changed.
You're a different human. You have changed. You take care of yourself. You lost 200 pounds. You're not morbidly obese anymore, I suppose. What does this mean? What are we talking about here? Look, all up in your feelings. Like, I don't know why we're having this conversation. Fuck cares.
I think that the only reason that skinny privilege is controversial is because that makes skinny people feel like their pain is invalidated.
I don't know what that means.
There's no argument that society ties our value as women to our weight, shape, size. I hope that this video validates your feelings if you are overweight or if you struggle with your weight.
This is why trust women. Trust women. Trust women. That's what we do with that tweet. Trust women. This is our, look, the first video is proof that tweet is, yeah, just trust people. Oh, you're a woman? I trust you. Yeah, I trust you. Yeah, you're right. You're a woman. I trust you. Yeah.
If you just choose to exist in a larger body.
You're choosing to exist. You're actively trying to stay fat and unhealthy. That's pathetic. That's gross. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that not validate your feelings? Your feelings don't matter. That might seem rude. Of course, you're all up in your feelings. You're going to get offended by anything I say. All right. You're going to be offended by the fact I have an American flag on the wall or I have gains. I'm extreme far right conspiracy. Look at him. He works his biceps. He must be a white supremacist because he does bicep curls. Right. Your feelings are irrelevant to the facts. Your feelings are irrelevant to reality. It doesn't matter what you feel. You can feel whatever you want. The problem is worrying about your feelings and obsessing over your feelings is the fastest way to have no friends and make no progress and be fucking miserable. We all have feelings. We just don't all, I don't know, go swimming in them every day.
You're not crazy. They were being mean to you, and you don't deserve that. And also a reminder to be nice to people, even if you aren't physically attracted to them.
Oh, it is about dudes. Oh. Oh, there you go. There, you see it right there, fam. That's the whole video. I love how she slipped that in at the end. And be nice to people, even if you're not attracted to them. So she got rejected by all these dudes and never had dudes look at her or give her a time of day. And then she lost some weight and now she's getting attracted. That's all it is. That's all it is right at the end. Oh, yeah. And be nice to people, even if you're not attracted to them. There it is. There it is. You're upset that, oh, my God, guys only liked me when I was attractive. Yup. That's what happens. If you take a 300-pound person and someone who's 130, yep, the vast majority are going to want the one who's not the size of a fucking bus. Just the way it is. Again, you don't have to like it, right? You don't have to like it. It's all about the dude. It's all about the look, and it's your fault. It's your fault. Your feelings don't, they just don't have to be wallowed in. It doesn't matter what you feel about the situation, okay? You could feel however you want. That's the beauty of it, though. You're welcome to have those feelings, but I'm also welcome to disagree and not give a shit about them. They're not my feelings. They're yours, and they're in your head. It's make-believe. Your feelings are made up. We all have feelings, but it's usually the same stuff, right? It's usually the same things, like the same kind of like heart rate or anxiety. It's anxiety. It's nerves. It's excitement. You get the same sympathetic response. The same nervous or excitement, you get the same kind of response. It's just how you perceive it. It's the same physical reaction, right? There's sympathetic, there's parasympathetic. The same kind of like physical reactions is how you categorize them. Sometimes you think you're anxious about something when you're really excited. It's how you perceive it. It's how you're, oh, good gracious. Good gracious. More often than not, the crazy thing is how much nicer people are to me. You know what really often happens, right? You know, you might lose your friends. I mean, how many times do you have like women that surround themselves with less good looking women because they want to be the hot one in the group? So common. You have like a hot girl who has like a couple like chubby friends. Yep. It says more about them. I'm not saying you can't have a friend that isn't the same body type as yours or doesn't take care of themselves. But a lot of times that happens because you don't want to surround yourself with someone who looks better than you because it's competition for men. It's competition in society. So a lot of times people are going to actually do the opposite. If you start losing weight or you start losing fat, you start taking care of yourself, they're actually going to give you shit for it. Everyone's so much nicer to me. Yo, that's not common. It's not common like that. I guess it is in some respects. You'll get more attention from men. But if you start taking care of yourself and you're always fat, more often than not, you will have people that give you shit for it, especially if they're fat. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. All right, pick a number, one or two. One or two. Fam, we got a new flag on our hands. I know. I know, the pedophiles and, I don't know, maybe this is like a Free Palestine gay flag. I don't know. Whatever. We got a new flag. You've probably seen this move around. I don't know. I think this is true. A lot of places are people are sharing it, but insane. So look at this flag. I don't know what the fuck it is. We have an umbrella on the flag now. What is that little shit stain there? We got like some brown, we got some light yellow. No one knows. You can't even tell me what the fuck any of this is. God, I really don't even want to know. How would you even start to define what the fuck this absolute mess of horseshit is? All right. This is why it's a cult. They just change their shit every other day. Yeah, they just change their shit every fucking day. What is this? I said this is it looks like if a unicorn ate a bag of Skittles and then violently shit itself. This is what it would look like. This is what a unicorn having diarrhea from eating too many Skittles. That's what it is. I don't know what the, I don't even know how you would break this down, but I guarantee there's a lot of child fucking in here somewhere. There's a lot of pedophilia in there. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe that's what, like, the little triangle going through the circle. Maybe that's like a dick going through like a kid's butthole or something like that. Something like that. Okay. And one more thing before we get into another video. I thought this was goated. I haven't looked into this too much, but I shared it because from the headline, looks pretty good to me. Governor DeSantis signs legislation to protect Florida's cattle industry to stop lab-grown meat. Let's fucking go. Oh, I don't like Governor DeSantis. Well, he's a great governor. He had probably the worst presidential campaign of all time, but that doesn't mean that he makes bad choices. So I'm glad I live in Florida. So fuck your lab-grown meat. Good shit to fucking hear. Good shit. And there's a lot of cattle. I don't know if you guys know, there's a lot of farmland in Florida. So good stuff. Good stuff. Fuck your lab-grown meat. Awesome. I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. God, I wish he was governor for a lot longer. So I hope this continues with whoever comes in next. Good shit. Good shit. All right, let's get into another one. Oh, gross. Oh, no. Yeah, we're on the cringe train today. Let's see what we got here. Let's go with Loretta, number one. This is called Fat People Gatekeeping Body Positivity. Okay. All right. Well, before we do this, I think this is an important concept to show, to talk about Marxism and communism. So communism is a political approach. Marxism is like the philosophy from which communism is based upon. This is what happens with these types of the victimhood mentality. This is what happens with these types of, you know, cultural like revolutions. You have these fringe revolutionaries that literally are the militant wing of this kind of takeover, but they're the ones that get stomped out in the end. So what happens with the left is that they just eat their own. They just start nitpicking all this shit. The next things to come down, like all these protests on college campuses, it's going to eat its way through all the wokeness in the system from the DAs all down. It's going to eat this shit alive over time. They're coming for everyone. They think they're on the right side. Like, I'm going to say what the mob wants me to say. You're next, bro. You're next on the chopping block. They don't give a fuck. And then they're going to be stomped out by the people who actually maintain the power. So they're being utilized right now. And the reason why these protests are being facilitated, I don't know if you guys have seen the college protests, but they all have the same tents. Have you seen that viral tweet? They all have the same tent with like the green top. Like, they're being funded. Someone's buying massive amounts of tents and sending people there. Like, they're being co-opted. These are like, they're not students. Some of them are students, but a lot of them are just, you know, infiltrators, Antifa, feds probably, but also just leftists just jumping on a bandwagon trying to destabilize the government, right? So, I mean, I'm not upset about them taking over universities. Those universities can, you know, figuratively burn to the ground. I don't want people dying or getting hurt, but they will. That's the problem with these kinds of protests. The left, they're very, 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 very violent. So, but these universities are garbage, and this is just showing that they're garbage, right? Just don't go there. So again, how you defund the universities, stop going there, stop funding them, stop hiring people, just ignore. Don't go to these universities. My God, do not go to these universities. So anyway, absolutely worthless. But the problem is this video title says fat people are gatekeeping body positivity. So you can't even keep a good thing going for more than a couple of years, because now the fat people are blocking in. This is blah, 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 blah. It's like, remember, if you're fat, you're beautiful, right? Fat is beautiful, body size and body acceptance. But then there were small fats, and then there's the infinity fats, and there's different levels of fatness that have different aspects of, they have different pain points, right? They have different gripes and marginalization that they can claim, right? Different types of victim points that they can accumulate, like a video game. Check this out.
Today, I saw someone with a pretty big platform complaining that people who are overweight are gatekeeping the body positive movement from thin people.
I'm going to pause you. Body positive has nothing to do with being fat. It's a grift. Fat people, Marxists, lunatics have taken over trying to justify their terrible habits because they have no attention. They're not getting attraction from other men. No one likes them because they are shitty personalities and they trash their bodies. Hey, look at me. Give me something for nothing. This is like, you want social handouts. Like, you're looking for social, like social security. You're looking for free money. You're looking for free handouts. That's what you're looking. You want subsidized societal credibility. No one wants to give it to you because you don't take care of yourself. You're not valuable to many people. And you might not like the way that sounds. I'm not saying you're not a good person or you don't deserve human rights. What I'm saying is you need to work on yourself and be a more valuable person. Our society is crumbling, so you have to be an outlier. You have to go back to the old ways, so to speak, and jump off the lunatic revolutionary train. It's not smart. And you're getting swallowed up in it. You're getting swallowed up by the waves because body positivity is supposed to be for people that don't have legs and burn victims and people that can't change their physiques, not from people that don't want to exercise and want to keep on eating cake.
First of all, say fat. It's not a bad word. Second, the body positive movement was created by fat women because we're underrepresented in media, gatekept from clothing stores.
There are fat people everywhere, everywhere. There's fat shit everywhere. It's on every magazine cover. It's on every fucking thing. There's no gatekeeping. You're not shunned out. You're being promoted. Always look to whom you can talk about. Oh, you can't say anything about fat people. You can't say anything like that. They're the ones that have the power then. But again, you're being used. You're being used to destabilize, to distract until you're not useful anymore. And then, of course, Victoria's Secret and all these companies, once they bleed out, they're going to go back to actually attractive women to sell their products because no one wants to buy, you know, no one wants to see a land whale in a bikini. And that's just the way of it. So you're being used. Yeah, it's been co-opted. Yeah, there's grifters and you've been swept up in it thinking like, oh my God, I get love and attention now. You've been lied to. That's why you just can't trust women.
Equal opportunities to employment and healthcare. Very thin people have always been overrepresented in media, and their representation is usually very positive. While fat people are underrepresented, and their representation trends towards negative or just comic relief.
You're not supposed to be fat. You shouldn't be fat. It's not healthy to be fat. It's kind of funny when you see a fat, funny person. It's funny. It's comical. It used to be a sideshow. You used to see the fat man. And the fat man, the sideshow, have you seen those old, right, those old pictures? From like the late 1800s or early 1900s, when you're like, oh, the fat man's like, I don't know, 200 pounds. That fat dude is like someone that you would see everywhere now. It used to be a sideshow. It used to be a fucking sideshow to be average today. You seen that shit? Look at the, let me see if I can bring up a picture. Circus fat man 1900s. See if I could see a picture. And it's like someone who just looks like a regular dude. Ready for this? Yeah. Fucking crazy. I gotta show you this picture now. We'll watch this first.
Thankfully, that's starting to change, but that change is really recent. But the body positive movement started as a response to that. If you are not recognizing your thin privilege and using it to empower fat women, you're not body positive. You're kind of just thin positive, like everybody else.
Okay, you mean healthy? Like, oh, you got that. Of course, Natalie with the fucking rainbow. Sure, because that has to do with your sexuality. Of course, you have to be some rainbow sexuality to get attention from men, which you can't get because you don't take care of yourself, but you're justifying being fat, so you're miserable and you're in the cyclical backpatting circle jerk mentality. Check out what a fat person, ready? Circa 1900. This is what you saw if you went to a circus and it said, hey, let's go to the freak show. It was called the freak show. That's why you say like, oh, get out of here, you freak show. Because you would see shit. You would see a woman with a beard. You would see like the rare woman that had PCOS because they trashed their health and their, you know, insulin resist, you know, insulin sensitivity was blasted. Check this out. Ready? This is what this is a circus freak. That's a circus freak. You would go to the circus to look at the circus freaks. Oh my God, there's a circus freak, the fat man. Yo, that guy lives on my street. There's a dude that lives down the street that looks like that. I don't think he's in the circus. He sure takes a real good care of his car, though. He's out there washing it all the time, but I don't think he does anything for his health. This dude is like everyone at Walmart. What about this dude? Oh my God, circus freak. Oh my God, circus freak. Look at the fat man. That looks like a dude today. Come on, bro. Bro. Let's see all these things. And I'm not saying some of these people aren't like fat by today's standards. Like that dude's fat by today's standards too, but freak show? That's like a dude that you would see just sitting on a bench. That's just a dude you would see outside. That's a dude. What else we got here? All right, we got all these ancient old fat pictures. The fat man. Yeah, like he's fat. But I mean, that's not unusual today. That, like, to the point where you'd be in the circus, bro. Like, there's, okay, look, there's fat and there's circus fat. There's circus fat. I'm just saying, like, that wouldn't land you in the circus today. You know, to have the 1,000-pound sisters or whatever shows that is, you have to be a fucking half a ton. You have to be like 700 pounds to get a TV show. You have to be so fucking obese. Then you just had to be like, you ate well. Okay. I just thought that was like, you know. It's... All right. One more. This is a real, we're on the fat train today. We'll just do one more video because I have it. It's called Fat Talk. We'll just play it just because. But anyway, hashtag sick fucking gains. Go make some sick fucking gains today. We'll have a throwback at the end of the video, at the end of the show today. One more. Sweet Tainty Man. Aww. Thanks for being here, fam. I love you being here. And of course, I hope you enjoy the rants. Go make some gains and please use some logic and common sense today. It really does help. Save some brain cells. This is called Stitch Fat Talk. What's it going to be? It's probably going to be about fat shit.
It is interesting once you're out of it how much you notice it in people's daily self-talk.
Fat phobia is so accepted and so common that we literally use it as a way to bond with one another. And there's a term that was coined for this known as fat talk. And it runs in the same crowd as diet talk, except it's specific to body image. It's when someone will voice their own body image issues, belittle themselves while implicitly promoting thinness for themselves and for everybody else around them. Ugh, God, I'm so fat. No, you're not fat. I'm fat.
You mean women having these conversations? Women have this. Women want consolation. Women want to hear that they're doing fine. Women want to hear everyone commiserate. Women talk about their problems. Women get together. Come on, fam. Are you a dude listening to this? When your girlfriend or your wife comes home and she's talking, she doesn't want solutions. She just wants to talk. She wants to hear herself talk. Women just talk about shit. They'll just talk about things. It's not like men. Men don't do the same type of shit. We're very different. Oh, no, you're fat. No, you're beautiful. No, you're this. And you're fat. Like, oh, my God, I can't. They want to commiserate and wallow. Yeah, that's just, it's different in the sexes. I think every last person to the last minute, but this is just a standard female conversation. And like, no, you're fat. I'm fat. And a lot of times, again, it's social competition too. Because, you know, you're belittling yourself. You're talking yourself down. It's also you giving yourself the permission to kind of offset the fact that, you know, you're like, no, I'm bad. No, you're bad. No, I'm bad. It's this kind of like race to the bottom. You know, you don't want to make yourself seem better than other people. So you kind of talk about yourself and other people like, no, they give you compliments. You're fishing for compliments.
And this way of connecting is so commonplace that 93% of young women reported in engaging in fat talk regularly. And this type of talk just encourages disordered relationship with food and exercise, increases the likelihood of body dysmorphia, is going to severely alienate your plus size friends, and it doesn't make you feel better to do it. It may feel like it's okay to do because you're speaking about yourself, but I promise you it's just as harmful.
So I'll tell you what. Yeah, I agree. Stop talking about this shit and do something about it. Most people just want to commiserate and have people tell them, no, you're fine. No, you're beautiful just the way you are, rather than shutting the fuck up and doing something about it. Because if you shut the fuck up and did something about it, you wouldn't have those friends. You would leave them in the dust because you would be actually doing better than them. And how would it go in a women's group when you're like, oh no, I'm doing better. I'm doing those things. I don't want to go out and eat. I don't want to go and do that kind of stuff because I'm going to the gym. I'm taking good care of myself. Oh my God, look at Susie. She's working out. Like, oh, she thinks she's so good. Oh, she's a fat phobic. Nah. That's about it. That's about it. And people are very attached to their social groups. So if you break away from the mold, you're not going to have that same social group of friends. It's much harder for women to break off than men. Women are much more social on average than men. So again, this is not anti-women talk. This is just kind of like you notice that all these topics, right? Like, what's the real problem, right? These liberal universities, it's white women for the most part. It's females. It's coming from females. And it's coming from beta males and soy boys that want women, that can't get women. So they're like, yeah, what they said. Yeah, I want pussy. I'm going to go to that pro-Palestine rally because there's vagina there. Maybe I can get laid. That's what dudes are doing. Weak men that don't have a voice or, you know, don't have enough testosterone or muscle mass to make a fucking decision for themselves. You don't see like men on board with this garbage. So you have people that are all up in their feelings trying to save the world, right? By doing nothing of value, complaining, looking for attention, looking for handouts, looking for affirmation for things that they do not deserve, for things that they do not put any effort towards, so that they can get offended when they don't get it. It's like it's a win-win. Anything's being used. If you give them the compliment, it's not enough. They want more compliments. They want more, more, more power. You push back. Oh my God, you're a bigot. Anger, anger. Rah, rah, rah. You can't win. It's we fed this beast too much. You gave the mouse a cookie. You gave the mouse a glass of milk. You gave it a napkin. You gave it a nap, and now it wants more. It's always going to want more. So take away the cookies, take away the milk. Fuck the mouse. Who needs those motherfuckers? Starve them out. Anyway, bottom line, it just means I don't care who you are, male, female, you take care of yourself. You take care of yourself. You focus on yourself. You're going to be an outlier. You're going to be an outlier. By listening to this show, you are automatically an outlier. You might not have people in your circle that actually think this way. That's why it's far and few between. And more often than not, you have people that are just afraid to stand out or afraid to speak up and say something. Say something. When something's stupid, say that it's stupid. Say that it's stupid. When something is dumb, say that it's dumb. You said that. Yeah, I did. Because it's fucking dumb. I'm not afraid to say it. Call people out on their bullshit. They probably won't have a response because most of the time they don't know why, or they don't believe, or they don't have any idea or any comprehension as to what they're actually saying. They're trying to promote this kind of like, they'll say whatever. They'll say whatever in order to elicit a response, in order to leverage some sort of like power struggle or some sort of like power dynamic, you know, where they are the weak person. They're the one that's getting bullied. They're the one that's being attacked always. That's why the left goes to these protests in order, like when you see cops arresting, that's the goal. They want the cops. They're goading the cops. They're constantly yelling, throwing, doing stuff for the cops. And once the cops take action, the cameras turn on. Oh my God, they're beating up protesters. Because you're pepper spraying and attacking cops and harassing people and harming people and attacking people and breaking into buildings. Yeah, you're being a criminal. Oh my God, the cops arrested me. Yeah, for breaking the law, you fucking idiot. That's what they're doing. Anyway, it's very obvious and very interesting, you know, just from like the difference in the sexes and where you see these kinds of like woke policies and where you see these protests and why it's mostly women and on these campuses, because this is where this kind of like pathetic mindset and pathetic personality type is developed, and these ideologies and this religious fervor for the cult behavior is born. So, you know, it's, as far as the universities are concerned, all this stuff, let them burn to the ground, figuratively speaking, of course. And as long as no one gets hurt, I really don't care if that happens anyway. I mean, these universities are trash. They're garbage. And they need to be, like, completely defunded. Just stop utilizing them. I don't want people to get hurt, but stop using them. Stop hiring. Stop going. Stop funding. Stop treating them like it's a like, you know, if you have a diploma from Columbia, it's like, yep, bye, pass. Harvard, great. Yeah, you're going to just bring in a communist? Cool. Sweet. Not a win. Not a win. Not a win. You don't see these protests going on at trade schools, do you? You don't see plumbers outside. Nope, they're working, making six figures. So, yep. Enjoy that $250,000 loan from, oh, that's right. You don't have to enjoy it because it's getting paid off. I'll pay off your student loan. I'll pay off your gender studies in the Middle East, your Middle Eastern gender studies degree. Yeah. You know what a Middle Eastern gender studies degree is? Seeing if you can fly. You know, all right. Swole card time, fam. SFGs. Let's give it away. Falcon. SFGs. How many people can we offend in one podcast? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Scroll, scroll, scroll. SFGs. 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 In the Telegram chat today, it is Melissa. Congratulations. All right.
Congratulations.
Melissa sent us an email to support@swolenormous.com, swole card 2917 in the subject, your mailing address. In the body of the email, we'll send you the swole card. Congratulations. We'll take soundboard requests and we'll do a throwback in just a few moments.
Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
I just posted on X, just posted trust men. So go and share that tweet. Just trust men. Doesn't sound good when you say it the other way, right? Trust women. Nope, trust men.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I gotta go fuck yourself from Melissa.
Go fuck yourself.
No, baby.
What are you looking at, butthead?
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
Making sitcoms.
Nice, Chico. Never mind.
Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Oh, tainty boy. Aww. Oh, tainty man.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Aw, sweet Pinkles, sweet Pinkston, Pinkies, Pinkelstein. Oh, piano cock time. Hold on. No hands. I'll keep scratching you. No hands. No hands. Oh. Oh, hold on a second. I gotta take you back. I gotta take you back to the church. You know what? Maybe I should just do a live stream and just have her. I'll talk, but I'll have her on the stream the whole time. What do you think? Look at those little nippies. Little bellies. Oh, I'm just going to keep you right like that. So cute. Sweetie. Little choo-choo-choo-choo. Look how cute she is. Look how cute she is. She's got the cutes. This is why I look down. I look down and I see her face. I look down and I see this little face. I know. You're such a good girl. You're such a good girl. I want to rub your bellies. I do. I want to rub your bellies. Will you rub your bellies more? More belly rubs? More belly rubs? Oh, bush. Belly rubs. Belly rubs for churchies. Nice. Nice. She's so chill. Yeah, she's chill now. She's chill now. She gets pretty hyper. All right, fam, join us over at SwollenArmistX.com. Thanks for being here. Before you go, we got a throwback, so make sure that you hit the like button, share with your friends, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you enjoy facts, you enjoy honest opinions and unfiltered mancast action, I really hope that you hit the thumbs up button, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you bang your ear holes. Let's do a throwback.
Let's do it.
Let's see which one I want to do. See which one I want. Oh god. Should we do pumpkin face? Let's do this one. God damn it. Pippi Longstocking got kicked by a horse.
Inherently fatphobic to be attracted to thinner people.
And the video's over. But no, we have 2 minutes and 16 seconds. We'll see how this goes. Maybe we'll cut it off.
It's only fatphobic if you exclude a group of people, fat people, from that attraction due to the fact that you think being fat is unhealthy, unattractive. Because why do you think it's unattractive?
You're disgusting.
Where does that come from? Your fear of larger bodies, right?
I'm so scared.
That, or not even your fear of larger bodies, but your distaste for, your dissatisfaction for.
You're an idiot.
I can like thin people. I don't always, like,
You're such a hypocrite.
I love, like, a full-bodied individual. Is that what we're calling it?
These people over here talking about people like they're wines.
I like a full-bodied person.
It's so true. It's so true. I like a Cabernet. I like a full-bodied person. I like a full-bodied individual. Ugh, God. Can you imagine obsessing? Just obsessing about these details. Just go to the fucking gym. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose. Your boy, Papa Solio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom babbing. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they king left and they so mad, it's like...
Yeah, I found that. Young king with my crown at. 10 racks in the fanny pack.